Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. The sacrament of baptism will now take place. Please be seated. We read in the Heavenly Doctrine, baptism was instituted to be a sign that a person is of the church, and as a reminder that he or she needs to be regenerated. For the washing of baptism is nothing else than spiritual washing, which is regeneration. All regeneration is accomplished by the Lord through the truths of faith and a life according to them. Baptism therefore testifies that someone belongs to the church and that he can be regenerated. For in the church, the Lord is acknowledged, who alone regenerates, and there also is the Word, which contains the truths of faith by which regeneration is accomplished. George and Jan, you are coming forward that you may be baptized and thus enter according to order into the Lord's church on earth. Hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem. How shall a young man make his path pure? By keeping it according to thy word. With all my heart I have sought after thee. Let me not go astray from thy commandments. In my heart I have secretly kept thy sayings, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have told all the judgments of thy mouth. I have joy in the way of thy testimonies, as over all wealth. I will contemplate on thy precepts, and will look to thy paths. In thy statutes I will be pleased. I will not forget thy word. And there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and says to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs which thou doest unless God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless someone be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says to him, How can a man be born, being old? Can he enter a second time into the womb of his mother and be born? Jesus answered, Amen, amen, I say to thee, unless someone be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to thee, You must be born from above. The Spirit blows where it wills, and thou hearest the sound of it, but thou knowest not whence it comes or whither it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Let those who are baptized know that baptism itself does not give faith or salvation, but that it testifies that they may receive faith and be saved if they are regenerated. From this it is evident what is meant by the Lord's words in Mark, He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned. He who believes is someone who acknowledges the Lord and receives divine truths from him through the word. He who is baptized is someone who is regenerated by the Lord by means of those truths. The first use of baptism is introduction into the Christian church and at the same time insertion among Christians in the spiritual world, where everyone is inserted into societies and congregations according to the quality of the Christianity in him or outside of him. The second use of baptism is that the Christian may know and acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer and Savior, and follow him. The third use of baptism, which is the final use, is that man may be regenerated. These two sacraments, baptism and the Holy Supper, are like two gates to eternal life. By baptism, which is the first gate, every Christian is let into and introduced into what the Church teaches from the Word respecting the other life, all of which teaching forms the means whereby man can be prepared for and led to heaven. The second gate is the Holy Supper, by which every man who allows himself to be prepared and led by the Lord is admitted into and introduced into heaven. There are no other universal gates. Amen. Would you come forward? George and Jan, you have come into the presence of the Lord so that you may be baptized with water, for then the Lord may baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. By this act, you enter into a solemn covenant with the Lord. Now, therefore, let me ask, do you believe that there is one God, in whom is the divine Trinity, and that the Lord God, the Savior, Jesus Christ, is that one? Do you believe that evils should not be done because they are of the devil and from the devil, and that goods should be done because they are of God and from God?
I do.
Do you therefore wish to be baptized into the new church and thereby associated with the new Christian heaven?
I do.
Let us pray. O Lord, we pray that thy servants, now to be baptized, may be born again from above, that they may see the kingdom of God. Help them to be reborn of water and of the Spirit, that they may receive a clear understanding of the truth from thy word and be regenerated by living according to that truth. For then they will enter into thy kingdom, both in this world and in the world to come. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If the congregation will please rise. George, I baptize thee into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jan, I baptize thee into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. You may rise. Congregation may be seated. You have now been introduced by baptism into the Lord's new church, and before angels and men on earth, you have taken upon yourself the new Christian name. You are therefore numbered among those who acknowledge the Lord in his second coming. Cultivate a knowledge of the word of the Lord in the sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine. Shun evils as sins against him. Renounce the love of self in the world so that you may love the Lord above all things and your neighbor as yourself. In this way, you will come into communication with the new Christian heaven and into conjunction with the Lord and thus enter into everlasting life. May the Lord keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even to eternity. Amen.